think there's been another time in your career where you've watched Eli Manning hobble off a field like that. I would imagine that's about the worst feeling for an offensive lineman.
Definitely is, especially after the season that we've had this year, to battle and fight, and do everything we've done up until this point. And, yeah, you never want to see that. But the fortunate thing is that, even with Eli not being out there, we're still able to fight, come away with the win, and, go into this offseason the way that we wanted to, with our heads held high. And to win to win 7 out of the last 10 games, that's accomplishment. So just goes to show how appreciative you are to, and how tough it is to win games in the NFL. And it's the direction that this team's going in. And obviously the slow start isn't what we wanted, but through thick and thin, we're proud of this, of our team. We're proud of our guys because it could have gone two directions. Either everybody, totally given up on the season, fights, arguments, all that stuff, or come together as a team. And this team has come together as a football team, and it's an honor to play with these guys and see the character of our team come out through thick and thin. So,
how important was it for you to play in this game after being
in the — it was very important for me to play in the season ending game. Is what you want to do. I've been a guy that, it's — if I'm on an injury list, I'm sick to my stomach, because that's not a guy who I am. I've been a guy who's been durable, who's fought through injuries. So to be out here and play the last game was very important for me, because this could be the last time I wear a Giants jersey and a helmet, or it could be the last time I play football in general. This was my last year on my contract, and number one, to be able to have to be blessed to have the opportunity that I can walk away on my own terms if I decide to. That's huge. Not many guys in the NFL can do that. But I'm proud and I'm honored to be a New York Giant and to be here for over a decade. I've accomplished, everything I could possibly dream of as a football player. If in 2003, I think if any of you guys would have wrote that, Dave Deal, the fifth-round draft pick out of Illinois, would start 160 games, playing 164, and tie Phil Sims for number 12 in the all-time playing list for the New York Giants, to win two Super Bowls, to be an All-Pro, to play in the Pro Bowl, and win two Super Bowl rings, and to win every single Giant awards possible. I think if you guys would have wrote that in 03, people would have said you're crazy. But I've got a lot to be proud of, and most importantly, I've earned everything. Nothing was given to me. I've never been a silver spoon guy. I've been a guy who's a blue-collar guy who's worked and earned everything. So here in the next couple weeks, I'll spend some time with my daughter and enjoy the time, and I'll decide and make the decision if this was my last game or not. But like I said, I can walk away from this game if that's my decision with my head held high. I've accomplished a lot of things on the football field. I've given every ounce of my body and heart and my determination to the New York Giants. I've got, these teammates, our organization, our fans. I've been honestly blessed to play for the best organization in the NFL. So we'll see here in the next 2 weeks. But to come away with this game with a win, walk out victorious, and be out here with my teammates, that's what it's all about.
Is that your career?
Yeah, like I said, in the next 2 weeks I'll decide. Unfortunately, I have to get thumb surgery on the same thumb again because I rushed back. I came back too early, but that's part of football. I didn't want to sit out anymore, and so I got to get surgery again on my thumb. But I could walk away. If this is it for me, I can walk away with my head held high and not look back without any regrets, because like I said, I've accomplished more than anybody can dream of. And to be able to be here in one team, one organization for 11 years, to the bonds of friendships, my teammates, the coaches, this organization, this has been my family for the last 11 years. So if this is it, I definitely can walk away with my head held high, knowing everything that I've accomplished. Most importantly, not only that, but to be the teammate that I've been, to be able to do the off-the-field stuff with charities and everything, I know I've made a difference not only in this locker room but in our community.